Not that I know of.
Okay. What's something that is attached, ropes from a tree limb with a seat?
A swing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What runs from the stove to the chimney?
A stove pipe.
Okay. Now, what is the difference between a flue and a stove pipe and a chimney? I'm not quite...
Well, the chimney... The opening in the chimney is a flue, mm-hmm. and it has to be built a certain way so that the draft will bring the smoke up, mm-hmm. the draft that from the passage of air over the opening of the chimney. Mm-hmm. And the making of the flue in a chimney was quite an art so that they would get the proper draft in it. Mm. Then you had on the stovepipe, you had a little thing that you turned to adjust the draft on it, and it went up into a chimney, or it went through the wall, and a further stovepipe went up with a cap over it.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a small vehicle with two handles and just one wheel?
A wheelbarrow.
Mm-hmm. And then the thing that you would drive as the vehicle that you drive.
Well, a buggy.
Well, today.
Well, I would still call it a buggy if it was with a horse.
Not with a horse.
Not with a horse.
With a motor.
With a motor? I don't know.
Well, just the thing people drive around.
Oh, the thing everybody drives. The automobile.
Yes. What's another word for that?
The car.
Okay. If something was squeaking, what would you do to lubricate the car?
Oil it.
Or?
Lubricate it.
A word beginning with a G. It's a black, thick substance.
Goo?
I was thinking of grease. If you were going to put
grease.
What would you say you'd do if you put grease on something?
You'd grease it.
And if you got grease all over your hands, they'd be all...
All greasy.
Mm-hmm. What did they burn in lamps?
On TV, they say greasy.
Mm-hmm. What did they burn in lamps before they had light?
It was insurance oil, mm-hmm. is what they called it.
Told me that too. I'd never heard that before.
Insurance oil.
Why did they call it that?
Well, I don't know. They may have had something to do with the fire codes that we had here in New Orleans. The city burned down a couple of times during the colonial period. Mm. And then the Spaniards made us the best roof city in the United States. Mm. They required by law that the roofs had to be either slate or tile. And for many years, New Orleans was the best roof city. You didn't see tall paper roofs in New Orleans until we became modernized.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Do you have a term for a makeshift lamp that would be made from a rag and a bottle and oil?
No, I don't think that ever was used much around.
What is the word flambeau to you?
Flambeau is something that's enclosed with the fire in it, and it's a much more formal thing than just a torch.
Mm-hmm. Toothpaste comes in a
tube.
All right. If you've just built a boat and are going to put it in the water for the first time, you say you're going to
launch it.
Okay. What kind of a boat would you use to fish on a small lake?
A skiff or a pirogue. Mm-hmm. Either one.
Okay, what's the difference?
The skiff is more of a flat bottom. The pirogue has a rather curved bottom and is more delicate to handle. You're more liable to fall into the water if you don't know how to handle it. Mm-hmm.
If a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she might take a little piece to use as a
sample or a swatch. Mm-hmm.
And if she sees a dress she likes, she might say to me, it's attractive. That's a very...
That's a very becoming dress, very pretty dress.
Mm-hmm. Then what might she wear over her dress in the kitchen?
An apron.
Okay. And you would write with a fountain?
With a fountain pen.
And you'd put a baby's diaper on with a